Sunday Meditation, April 7th, 2002. The question today has to do with one of the finer aspects of service. If we wish to be of service and offer ourselves in that way, is there any danger that we could distort the service or make it less than it could be by being proud of our service, by making it public, by doing it in a way that is not hidden, is not pure? I'd like the quote to talk to us about the optimum way of really being of service to others in a way that does serve other people and that doesn't overactivate our own egos.
We are thus known to you as Mukua. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator in whose service we come to you this day. We offer you many thanks for gathering in a circle of seeking and for calling us to your group with your question concerning service to others and how to optimize it. And we are very glad to share thoughts upon this subject and would ask only that each of you listens to those things which we would say with an ear for that which is yours, being very quick to lay aside any thoughts that we offer that do not seem to you to be helpful. We would suggest that your powers of discrimination are very keen and are true for you, far in excess of what our opinions might be. We give this instrument the vision of a blank, black night sky, without even the twinkling of stars, but simply the black, full night that expresses itself as the foundation of your consciousness as it gathers itself into an energy web and forms itself into that which you know of as yourself. That gathering of energy, that swirling into pattern, is a gathering from fullness into fullness. And we use the color black because that is that which cannot be seen. Yet we might as well say a fullness upon fullness of light. However, the purity of this image is in that which forms itself as an energy field without any visual cue, without any proof of its existence or its identity. Such is the foundation stone of each of your incarnational selves. The self within incarnation is a collection that you have put together for this particular life experience. You have chosen very carefully the attributes, limitations, and gifts that you have within this incarnation. From a rather vast array of distortions which appear as gifts and distortions which appear as limitations, which lie within the confines of a soul self, we might call it. That has been formed through many, many experiences. Each life experience adding its torque and twist to the swirling, spiraling energy of that self which has been formed without sight, without vision, but of energy itself. That energy which is love, that energy into manifestation, which then becomes light, becomes form, becomes being, becomes body, becomes personality, becomes ego, becomes you. And that you then enters the blinding light of incarnational consciousness. And yet, what are you? It is well to reckon with the infinity of your own being. At the beginning of the discussion of service to others and of optimizing it is the foundation stone of knowing who and what you are. You are not a new being. And yet you are brand new to this moment. But by saying that you are not new, we mean to indicate that those quirks and quiddities which make you just the personality that you are have a value that is not obvious to the conscious human eye of reason. The value to the Creator is precisely in those irregularities, eccentricities, and inconsistencies that form you as you are, that distort and bias you as you come to the questions of your life and the ponderings of those questions throughout your life. Realize always that there is beneath your feet a profoundly concrete, unmanifest security. You cannot fall from being who you are. You cannot fail to be who you are. Anything that you do, anything that you may consider a gross error, a silly mistake, or a foolishness, remains a part of the glory and goodness of who you are. It is useless and beyond useless to attempt to measure the quality of the self or the quality of the giving of the self. Not perhaps useless in the sense of being food for thought and grist for the mill, but useless in the sense of achieving a sensible and meaningful answer to the question of worth. You cannot estimate your worth. You cannot criticize your biases beyond a certain point. They are those things about you which are most powerful and strong to serve. Because only you can express within the infinite universe precisely as you express. Each of you is as the cub reporter eagerly going out to tell the story and write it down for the paper. Each of you sees the same world scene, and yet each of you shall write a different story. What the Creator is fascinated with is the differences in the stories. Therefore, in terms of pleasing the infinite Creator, and in terms of fulfilling your hopes of service, you cannot fail. For all that you do will inform that one great original thought, which is creatorship, shall we say, as it cannot be informed by any other spark of creatorhood in the infinite universe. Each of you is precious and beloved by the Creator. So we ask each, beyond all discussion of this question, to move immediately to a place of resting when such concerns occur within the mind, bringing up the doubts of self and the worth of the self. Move to that place of safety and resting that this instrument would call Gilead, and allow yourself to feel the balm of the Creator's love. For truly, in the Creator's eyes, you can do no wrong. The rhythms of your work days and your leisure days create within you the suggestion that the passage of time is real, that there is a coherence of truth and meaning based upon sequence of events, the past, the present, and the future. Certainly within your incarnational experience, this is the literal truth of experience. The days flow into nights, flow into days, the months flow into years, flow into decades. All the rhythms of your world of nature cycle round once again. Spring, summer, fall, winter, and spring again, as this instrument has been so exulting in the past few days, to see the new green shoot forth from the withered branch, the blossoms come forth from the hopeful leaves, daffodils and tulips, fruit trees in blossom, all scenting the air with their sweet odors. And resting the eye with the delight of color and light. And beneath these transient events moves an energy as slow and as firm as the heartbeat of the Creator itself. It is a matter of gradually becoming able to cease the noise of worry, to cease gradually, little by little, the fretting of fear. It is this kind of allowing a slowing of the rhythms of conscious thought that will bring to the seeker the optimal frame of mind or point of view for being of service to the self, to other selves, and to the Creator. There is a surface to what this instrument would call consensus reality, much like the surface of a glass ceiling or a floor that cannot be seen, yet it seems to hold up the bodies and the experiences. Many are the entities that move through the incarnation that they experience upon your planet, without once falling through the glass ceiling into the great reaches of deeper consciousness. It is possible to move from infanthood to childhood to teenagehood to adulthood through to the grave without ever leaving the surface of life. It is not particularly easy to maintain this comfortable shallowness of existence, which allows almost complete control over the environment. Yet many attempt nothing more than simply to remain comfortable. And as this instrument would say, keep body and soul together. For those within this circle, that has never been a distinct possibility. Each within this group seeks not just the surface of the truth, but those blessed regions that lie beneath the surface. Those areas which are more like a water world than an air world. A world of smoothness, rhythmic gliding, the characteristics, shall we say, of water rather than of air. The way that energy moves through water is pertinent here. For as water is pushed by a force from behind, it expresses itself in a way in which we correct the system, in a way which is not from here to there, For water simply pushes on its force to the next drop of water, to the next, so that something that occurred off the coast of Japan can eventually express itself upon the shores of your beach of California. Same energy, same reason, but infinitely expressed across the ever interconnected drops of water. Study that way that water works to see a little bit more into how entities come together in their patterns and how they may express in ways that do not show but yet have their effect on a distant shore. Many times there is the hope of seeing a result, and there is a demand put on service that it be quantifiable. This is an easily understood desire to be able to measure the service that one is, that one can offer. And yet it is not always at all obvious how the service is it going to express. For it may express not simply within a small pond of being, not in the immediate ripples, but rather at a distant shore, when that wave that you began washes up and expresses itself finally in just such and such a way. So we would suggest that there be a releasing of tension when that tension of worry is felt concerning the worth of an effort. Ask the self to release judgment. Releasing the judgment of how one is doing is very helpful in simplifying and regularizing the energies surrounding those gifts which you hope to offer. Let us shift to another gear here and look at the question of being and doing. An old thing for us and for you too. Some of service to others does have to do with doing, indeed. And we praise each for those kindnesses and services that each has agreed to offer freely from the heart of self. It is a wonderful thing to behold the hopeful desire of each entity to do good, to serve truly, to run the straight race, to be a child of the Creator in all things. And each of you has these outer gifts that have been expressed by you in service to others in many different ways throughout your life. And yet, always, the truer and deeper elements of service have to do with your being. It does not matter in terms of the worth of service, what that service is. some services may seem more noble than others, some entities more able to serve than others, and yet all service is equal. What ennobles service is the love with which it is offered. And that love can be held within the heart, can be withheld, or can be released. It is tempting to attempt to hold the picture of service within the mind and to adjudge the self then from that position within the mind. And yet this is what this instrument would call the mind game. We are finding, as we discuss this topic, that the energy within the circle is quite low. And consequently, we would choose at this time to open the meeting to further questions. We would attempt at this time to transfer the contact to the one known as Jim. We are those of Kuo and would transfer this contact at this time.
I am Kuo, and repeat, again, in love, in the heart, through this instrument. We appreciate your patience as we have worked with this instrument, and would ask at this time if there might be a query to which we could respond.
Yes, I have a comment more to just appreciate your life. I believe that what I heard, and it just proved the channel that our working upon ourselves in most any way is a slow chipping away process. And I had spoken earlier about having a very good day one day last week, and even that evening when I watched the boys, usually I will be a little upset, they're making noise, and I'd like to read, or I'd like to watch a certain TV program. But it didn't seem to bother me that either. Do you have any suggestions for how to, once you attain a feeling, look at that type of mindset of feeling that way? Any suggestions for being able to continue, and or to get that feeling back?
I'm aware of the query. How to bottle the magic? It is our recommendation that to be and to accept yourself as you are is the quickest road to attaining those goals which you desire in terms of being as harmonious as you can be, learning what you can learn, and yet being aware that you have a distance yet to go. It is the fate of humans upon this third density to be with some degree of what seems to be deficiency. For this is the lot of those who dwell within this illusion. This is not to be mourned or bewailed, for this is a process that is long in terms of your time in achieving, yet which need not bring discomfort or concern to the hearty seeker. This is rather to be worked with as a given, shall we say. For each of you has those qualities which are what you would call strengths, as well as those of which you would call weaknesses. You will do well when you are able to exercise discrimination to the degree that you accept one as well as the other. For your journey is one which is best accomplished when you are even-handed, shall we say, when you are able to work with yourself with the strengths and weaknesses, and to bless the Creator, the creation, and yourself for being as it is. For in truth, all is well, all is one, all is as it should be. Yet in this great dance, which each does as the progress through the creation and the evolution of the self is accomplished, is truly a movement that is fluid, that is ever present, and which can lead one on into the greater realms of understanding. When you have achieved what you would call a success, and have been able, to your own discrimination, to be able to do that which you wish to do, again, do not feel overly glad, for to become attached to one form or another, one expression or another, is to, in some degree, place small stumbling blocks within one's way. It is a balancing act, my friends, for you, on the one hand, realize that you have a journey to make, and on the other hand, are well to realize that you are the creator, that all is truly well, and that there is no need for anything. This is the paradox in which each of you move. We hope that we have not overly confused you, my brother. Is there another clue about this thing?
No, not for me. Thank you very much. That didn't confuse me at all.
I am glad. We thank you, brother. Is there another clue about this thing?
I've got a couple. First of all, I wanted to ask concerning a dream theme that I've experienced lately. I've had several dreams about a baby. And in this last dream, at last I was able to get to the baby and pick the child up. And my thinking about this is suggesting to me that, in a way, I'm going back into my own childhood and picking up and comforting the child that was not comforted when I was a child. In general, could you confirm that this is the direction that my dreams are attempting to speak with me on.
Unquote. And we are aware that you're my sister. And we confirm that which you have supposed. Is there another question?
The other question simply has to do with my experience of the channel today. It was coming from a very deep place, and I can still feel the energy. It's a very powerful energy, but there are fewer words in it than usual. It's harder to bring up any content. But it seems like a very rich and perhaps a new area or depth of conscious channeling. And I'd be glad to hear anything that you have to say about it, because it's a little new to me.
I am quote, and I'm aware of your clear message. The practice of the vocal channel is that practice which one may become more, shall we say, capable of producing as the experience continues. There are, along the path of this service, various steps or stages of growth, which are apparent in some cases, in others not so apparent. You have begun to experience the beginning of a newer phase, shall we say, of serving as a vocal instrument. There are levels of consciousness that are available to each entity and to those who serve as vocal instruments that open doors that offer greater access to pure information or inspiration. Through another door, you are beginning to pass. Is there another clue?
Yes, I have one more, and it's pretty silly, but I do want to ask it. I've had inspiration lately to wear clothes for the channeling, and only for the channeling. Have them just be for that, and I wonder if it is acceptable as a service to put the clothes on as part of becoming tuned, or if it's simple vanity. I almost put on my brand new outfit, my channeling outfit today, and then I thought it was just too vain to be changing my clothes. I don't know where the judgment and where the truth lie. So if you could make a comment, fine. If it's too specific, that's fine also.
I am cool. And I'm aware of your query. The use of special garments for the providing of the service of vocal channeling is completely at your discretion. If you feel that this will enhance your ability to serve, then by all means, do so. If you feel that it would, on the other hand, set you apart and make you seem different than or better than, then by all means, do not. This is your decision, necessary.
Thank you.
We thank you once again, Master. Is there another query at this time?
Yes, I have a question that also concerns vocal channeling. You know, his last newsletter, we can call it, Carla mentioned the possibility of a graded group. Well, I asked what that was for 6 months ago. I've never been much of a channel at all. Never had the desire, although I would like to do it if I felt like. Now, I don't know, I would like to do it, yes, I would. Carl also mentioned that in groups like this, there are also people who function as, she said, I think, a battery or a conductor or however. Maybe that's the function. I guess I'm asking for some sort of guidance as to whether I should pursue active participation as a vocal singer, or, I'm perfectly satisfied with just sitting in the background. That's not a problem, except that unless I can be of more service by not sitting in the background. I hope I haven't, as you said earlier, confused you too much with what I said. Could you comment on that for me, please?
I'm aware of your query. Again, we come to that point which is more appropriate for your own decision-making, according to that which you feel drawn to do. You may be either, according to your desire, for you have abilities in both areas. However, the choice must come not from any source outside yourself, but from that voice within yourself. Is there a final query at this time?
Active Uncle, speaking of dreams, I want to encourage the dreaming activity as I have had it as well. Speaking to yourself is all that is necessary. Is the desire.
I'm aware of your query, my brother. Desire and perseverance, my brother. Continue in the effort until you have been able to produce the fruits which you desire. Practice, practice, practice. We are those of Quo, and we again thank each for taking the time and the effort to join this circle of seeking and to blend your desires as one, as you speak with your own hearts and with those of all of the creation. We appreciate your efforts and your sincerity. At this time, we will take our leave of this instrument and this group. We leave each, as always, in the love and in the ineffable light of the one infinite creator. Amen, my friends. Amen. Amen.
Dan, Becca, Ophelia, Judy, Alan, Scott, Dana, Lynn, Mike, me, Phoebe, Dana, Sonia, Steve, Marilyn, Bob, Betty, Donna, Lenny, Glenn, Kim, Janet, Kathy's mom, Sally, Frank, Steve's niece, Cindy Grant, Marilyn, Marilyn's dad, Abby, Natalie, Patricia, Uncle Bill, Archie, Allison, Denise, Bill, Nancy, Romy, Tom, Jim. Other requests?
Yes. Myself and Nancy, Jim and Sheldon, and the situation, Michael, and the USA and the agents, Nancy's mother, I am done. Nancy and Dan in California, and Sheldon. Jim and Carla, Dick and Rhoda, Bart, David, John, Ed, and